Hare Krishna. Continue with Kali Yuga seminar. Sounds a little strange. It's not about how to be part of Kali Yuga. But actually how to get out of the influence of Kali Yuga according to the directions given to us by Srimad Bhagavatam. Shukadeva Goswami. Up to now we've gone over a little about the importance of Dharma and seeing the characteristics of the four ages, the three ages leading up to Kali Yuga, and the general nature of the residents of those ages. And now I'm going back again to the second chapter of the 10th canto, which is entitled The Symptoms of Kali Yuga, Symptoms of the Age of Kali. And there Shukadeva Goswami begins addressing Parikshit Maharaj, Tata, thereafter. Tata chadvidam dharmam satya sochak samadaya dhyatena kalina rajan bangsus ayut balim smriti. And he says, by the gradual, inevitable, indefatigable course of time, gradually religion, along with cleanliness, truth, austerity, and mercy, as well as duration of life, bodily strength, and memory, all of these things decrease in the course of time, meaning day by day, actually, these things are decreasing. How horrible. And when the Acharya talks about Dharma, and then not only is he talking about Dharma, but if we see Dharma in the context of the four principles of Dharma, four principles of namely cleanliness, austerity, mercy, and truthfulness. And these are all listed. So he's saying that religion is worn away, ground down by the influence of this age. And what are the main qualities of religion? These. Before actually getting into these individual eight different topics that Shukadeva Goswami mentions, we should keep in mind that our conditioning is perfect. Om Purnamada Purnamidam. It's perfect because it's Krishna's illusion. Everything Krishna does is perfect. So our conditioning is very tight, very holistic. Sometimes we make comments like, well, that's a bit of an exaggeration, or that's a bit extreme to Srimad Bhagavatam's statements. But actually, we should recognize that that's actually just a statement of our own conditioning when we consider that the truth is extreme, or the truth is a bit being a bit fanatical, or the truth isn't practical. That's our own relative perception of things. And in order to really benefit from the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam, we really need to cast away our conditioning. And for that, we need to recognize that we've really been messed up in our lives prior to coming to Krishna consciousness. We've been poisoned and contaminated by the age, more specifically by our environment, by our association, by the education that we receive, by the company that we kept, and unfortunately, even by our best well wishers, our parents and others, just by, although they may wanted us to have the best, but for them, the best was the best that Kali has to offer. And so our whole sense of perception is really quite jaded. It's the example that Rupa Goswami gives in Upadeshamrita, a person who has jaundice. We're all jaundiced. We're all jaundiced by the poison of Kali, and therefore for us sugar, namely the holy name of the Lord, tastes bitter. And we're very much used to tasting everything the way that we do, and we think that that's okay. How are you? I'm okay. Well, actually, we're not okay. We're far from being okay. We're in really bad shape. Of course, not just in regards to this particular topic of Kali Yuga, but in our approach to Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, we really need to do that with the vision that we don't know anything. Of course, devotees are all aware of that. This is the basic principle of spiritual life, tadvidi paripratina paripashnina seva. But it's not just words, it's not just saying, well, I need a spiritual master, or please explain to me what Bhagavad Gita means. It's actually being open to fully embrace the statements and the message of Srimad Bhagavatam and applying them, even though our experience, our mind, our society, everyone else may object that this is just impractical, this is just some kind of other religion, this is just some old book, isn't applicable in modern day. No. Having faith in the relevance of the statements of Bhagavatam, and particularly in Srila Prabhupada's explanation of the statements of Srimad Bhagavatam to us, that's a real precursor to us really getting the benefit that's to be gained from hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. And the ultimate benefit to hearing Srimad Bhagavatam is that one attains love for Krishna. That's the rahasyam hi taduttamam. That's the real secret of spiritual life, is that if with proper faith and proper devotion, and that's what Bhagavatam states in the very beginning. If one has the right attitude, attentively, faithfully applies oneself to Srimad Bhagavatam, then one will get love for Krishna. And this part of Srimad Bhagavatam is to help us root out our bad habits, our bad conditioning, identify them, root them out, and replace them with good practices. So irreligion increases. Religion dies means irreligion increases. How does irreligion increase? Dharma projita. By the cheating propensity, that I'm a religious person, this is my religion, etc., etc., but I don't actually apply myself to the teachings of my own faith. And we see that there are so many religions, including Vaishnava religion, but many people profess that this is their religion, and yet they don't necessarily follow. If we see in our own Vaishnava tradition, we know that there are so many apasampradayas, sahajas, who want to make a compromise with sense gratification or impersonalism in Krishna consciousness, when Krishna consciousness is meant to actually throw all of those things out. Dharma prajita kaitava. Throwing out all of these things. So when we don't throw out, but when we want to actually take our material attachments along with us for a ride on the path of devotional service or in any religion, then become victimized by Kali. So rather, no, we have to be willing to give it up. And that's why that's one of the offenses to the holy name. Maintain material attachment, even after knowing that these things should be given up. So, tata chanudgam dharmam satya, socha, truthfulness. By one needs to practice truthfulness. It's not something that comes naturally. Our society is not a society which is based on truthfulness. Our leaders, now I'm talking about political leaders, are known for not being honest. They say so many things and no one expects them to fulfill their promises. And now if that's what the leaders are about, then what about the rest of society? Ultimately, if you can cheat your way to success, then the important thing is that you're a success. It doesn't really matter how you got there. Don't break the law, but if you do, don't get caught. And therefore, people are recognized by their results, not necessarily by their practices. And socham and cleanliness. Cleanliness is next to godliness. It's a wonderful statement. Srila Prabhupada is very, very clean and neat. One can generally judge whether someone and how Krishna conscious someone is by how clean and how neat they are personally and their habits. How brahminical. Cleanliness actually means incorporating brahminical standards. How to eat, what to eat, bathing, everything. And Srila Prabhupada taught us all of these things. Satyam, socham, there's so many others, but I think it's something that we're going to have to continue tomorrow because I just don't have all the time to address all of these in detail. So, dharma, and then truthfulness and cleanliness, austerity and mercy. Well, let's continue with those tomorrow. Hare Krishna.